We've just seen the close of the US markets, and it was a very interesting night for investors. Maybe not so great when you look at the movements that came through in some of the stock prices, but still a lot of information to get through. If we have a look at the main story, of course, the Federal Reserve coming through, lifting rates as expected for the first time in 2018. They lifted rates by 0.25% to 1.5 to 1.75%. So this means that their actual band is higher than the Australian rate. Now, we've also seen a fair bit of commentary coming through on the back of this. We had Jerome Powell, his first press conference as the chair of the Federal Reserve. He did well, very quick, very succinct. But what he did say is that he is expecting to see growth in the US, but he's also expecting that inflation will be a little bit less than what the markets were expecting, so contained. He also said that many of the members are concerned about the trade wars that could erupt, and many of them are saying that they're keeping an eye on that situation. And that's probably one of the other elements that really moved the markets overnight. So after we had the Federal Reserve coming out, the markets rallied higher. The Dow was up by 250 points at one stage before selling off, then making a bit of good ground mid-session and then closing in the red. We had a lot of commentary coming out on the expectation of trade. Now, we do know that Donald Trump has said that he will release his information on the Chinese tariffs that he's looking to impose, some saying it could total as much as $60 billion before Friday. But we've also had a note coming through in the Wall Street Journal saying that China is going to counter these claims with taxes and tariffs that will be implemented on U.S. agricultural exports from the farming belt sector. And, of course, this is the area that has the majority of supporters on the Trump White House. Now, if we have a look, we saw General Mills coming out today as well and saying that they're cutting their full year profit outlook. They basically have said that higher freight costs and commodity prices are going to hurt them. We saw the share price down around 8%. We also saw many of the food manufacturers losing ground on expectations that maybe when they're looking to import their foods into China, they are going to be hit with tariffs. So you had Kellogg's, Schmucker's, Conag, and also the likes of Philip Morris losing ground. Apple also lower by around 1.7%. If we have a look at their gains in the market, well, that would have to come through in commodity prices. The oil markets, once again, concerns about Middle Eastern tensions and also supply, as the weekly oil inventories came in lower than the markets had expected around 24 hours ago. So we've seen that gold price up around 3% to 65.5 US a barrel. But the gold price, with the weakness coming through in the US dollar after the announcement on the interest rates from the Federal Reserve, the gold price up by $22 an ounce to 1,400 US an ounce, helping the material sector higher. Looking at the Aussie market, well, at the moment, we are set to open slightly weaker at the start of trade. Working in our favour, though, will be those gains in commodities, the fact the iron ore price was slightly stronger as well, and base metal prices also rising. Today we have job data coming out here in Australia to watch out for. And if we have a look at the Aussie dollar, it's one of the winners in the overnight session as money came out of the US dollar and other currencies. We saw the Aussie dollar lifting, now holding around that 77.70 US cent mark.